Hello, I'm Rex Winter. I live on Bemerside Drive in Jesmond. I'm the chairman of the Jesmond Action Group.
So we're here at St George's Church, and we just had the planning meeting. How do you think it went?
I think the public meeting went the way we all expected it to, in that once again, similar to the January meeting, there was a very full turnout of local residents and representatives from Shepherd Offshore. I think the message that Shepherd Offshore will be taking away with them is that the views of the local residents hasn't changed at all since January. In contrast, they've become even more entrenched, and the residents are starting to now focus on some real key issues about this development that weren't raised in the January meeting. I was very pleased with the outcome.
And you touched upon this issue of the enabling application versus the leverage application. Just run me through that.
An enabling application, well, it's a concept that was devised by English Heritage in 1999. And the concept behind it is that if one can present an argument that you can only afford to save a heritage asset by doing some harm elsewhere, usually nearby, that is an argument that the local planning authority will have to take into account when making the decision. The principle here is that the area to the west of Jesmond Towers, in the submission of Shepherd Offshore, needs to be developed to the extent of 60 dwellings in order to provide the funding to preserve Jesmond Towers for the future. Our view is that that argument is nonsense, because Shepherd Offshore have not yet disclosed sufficient financial information either for the residents or for the council to make a decision based upon those arguments.
And just very briefly, what other key points do you think the planning team need to be looking at?
I think the planning team need to be looking at the fact that there is no recognised need for housing of this nature in this area at present. Some members of the meeting this evening brought up the local government assessment that's going on at the moment, which is the Strategic Housing Land Availability Assessment, which currently has identified a need for approximately 1,000 new houses a year to be built in the Newcastle area. The City of Newcastle are nearly on target to be able to fulfil that obligation, and every week there's another newspaper headline where more and more land has become available, particularly in the urban core, in order to fulfil that need. There is not a desperate need for housing of this type in this part.